Wildcard Line, you're on the air with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
George Norris?
Yes, sir.
It's UFO Phil.
Phil, you sound like you're talking to me from a tin can.
Oh, I'm having trouble with my communication system because of all the lunar flares tonight.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, actually. Everything's really great. I'm really excited tonight. I've got some new scientific developments up here on Mount Spokane.
What's going on up there?
Can you keep a secret?
I sure can, too.
Well, you know, I'm a bit of a scientist. I have a degree and everything, and so I've developed a new way to finally that we can be able to tell if our neighbors are aliens or not by just performing a simple scientific test.
What kind of a test is this, Phil?
Can you keep a secret?
Mm-hmm.
It's a series of 5 multiple choice questions. Now, you have to get close to the person that you suspect might be an alien so that you can ask them these 5 questions.
You've got to give us these questions.
Okay, all right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number 1.
Uh-huh.
Are you an alien?
All right, and they'll say yes or no.
Right. Question number 2.
Uh-huh.
Are you from a planet other than Earth?
Okay.
Question number 3. Do you eat people?
Ooh.
And if so, who? Because it might make a difference. You never know.
Some aliens won't admit that, but
right?
Ahead.
Okay, but see, this is the test. And then number 4. On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to attack Earth? And question number 5. Now, you have to be really close to them. It's kind of dangerous. I don't recommend everyone do this, but if you can get close to them, you ask them these questions. Question number 5. Do you believe in Tom Cruise? Okay.
And how do you tabulate this, Phil?
Well, that's a secret that only I know the answer to. So what people would have to do is if they suspect someone's an alien, ask them the questions, jot down the answers that they get, and then they would have to forward those to me along with them, preferably a skin or blood sample, and then I'll be able to tell them yes or no if they are an alien.
And they can, of course, get to you through...
Or they can go to UFOphil.com, George.
You got it. All right, Phil. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling.
I just like the way that you just continue to protect society from these very strange things.